Ali Mosley from Sky Racing. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning, team. How you going?
Yeah, we're pretty well for a Monday. What'd you make of Zuccarino's win in the Rosebud?
Oh, I thought it was enormous. I wasn't thrilled because I'd backed Spacewalk and tipped him everywhere and he probably should have won. But it was enormous, and I know he's a horse that had a big opinion of and they've taken their time with him, so it was great for John O'Shea to have a good one coming back through. But I was cheering Spacewalk home, so I was a little bit disappointed.
What'd you make of Shades of Rose on the weekend? She's very impressive.
She's phenomenal. She's definitely a black type mare, that's for sure. It was sort of almost just a track gallop for her. She absolutely obliterated them. I thought taking the dollar, I think she jumped about $1.60. I thought, oh, I don't know about that. I was a bit nervous, but I don't know why I was nervous at all. She smoked them, and she'll go on to much bigger and better things, and I'm sure Bjorn will have a bit of a plan for her. He was actually saying that working through the grades with her at the moment is just so beneficial in financially with the prize money that we're getting at the moment. You know, the races are just worth so much. Why wouldn't you? I mean, she won 76 grand on the weekend, and she just will keep clicking through. And, you know, the prize money that you can amass if you've got a talented, progressive horse is next level now in racing in New South Wales.
Now, there were some hard luck stories on the weekend. Frumos, Monfelicity among them. What are you following?
So there's a couple that I'm going to follow, and I know this could be, well, it won't be silly, but I know everyone was a bit disappointed probably with how things turned out for Frumos. But one thing I wanted to point out was that she ran the fastest 200-metre sectional of the race despite not being out of second gear. So that's enormous. If you watched her just with nowhere to go and she was still able, she looked like she was sort of just completely held, and she was held up, and she was still running the fastest 200-metre sectional, which is just next level. So that was between the 400 and the 200, and she was hard held from the 300-metre mark. So that just shows how much ability she's got. So we could have seen something special if she'd got into the clear. I think just given that the way the track was playing on Saturday, nothing worked for her, but we will see the best of her going forward. So I'll definitely follow her. And then one more was Monfelicity. That was a hard watch for anyone who'd backed her as well. Things looked promising when she moved into a good position rounding the home bend, but then it just went completely pear-shaped. She didn't see daylight until the race was all over, and there's no doubting that she would have been able to get out and win that. Despite the awkward run home, she still went the fourth best 600 in the race, and there's plenty more to offer from her.
What do you think of Mr. Brightside on the weekend down there at Caulfield? First up after winning the Doncaster, and bang, wins again.
Well, I think he was sort of, those good horses, they're sort of expected to win, but when they do win, everyone's so pleased, and I'm just so stoked for the team. I'm really good. Grace, Ben's partner, is one of my best mates, and they've worked so hard to sort of build back up after David left, and for them to have this sort of flagship horse now and show that he's come back in good order, he can train on, and, you know, I think their ultimate goal will be the Cox Plate. So they could get him to a Cox Plate for them in, you know, only I think it's their second or third season without David around. Would be enormous. So I was very, very pleased, and I think he's still got a lot to offer this prep, Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, very good horse, no doubt about that. Ali, have a good week. We'll chat later in the week.
Thanks, team.